I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take, thank God, he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, amen. Proverbs at the chapter 23 and at the verse 26. My son, give me thine heart. My son, give me thine heart. Suppose I made the following announcement. Open the doors of the church as wide open as you can get them. For an angel from heaven is coming from heaven this evening. And God has given to his angel a list of the names of 50 children. And he wants each child to freely give up to the angel that which God wants from those children. What a commotion would be about this church. One child would say to another, will I be included in the number of the 50? If I am, what could God want of me? No matter what is requested, boys and girls, we must be glad to impart it to God when he asks for it. But there's no angel of God here. But I'm a minister of God. And I have a message from God to you. The request is simple and it is short. My son, give me thy heart. I want to talk about two very, very valuable things. What it means to give our hearts to God. And why should we give our hearts to him? Should I not ask, why our hearts? Yes, you certainly can. Why does God not mention our hands, our feet, our tongue, our ears, our eyes, and other parts of our body? Why does he not mention them and call for them to be handed back to him for his purpose? I'll tell you why. Because the heart is the controlling mechanism of the body. Give God your heart, and that will include everything else. What is the heart? Well, physically, it's the engine of the body. You have a nose for smelling. You have a tongue for tasting. You have the finger ends for feeling. But the heart is central. It is divided into four chambers. Two pump the blood in and two pump it out. When God says, give me thine heart, God wants to dominate your person, to control you, to lead you, and to direct you in all your thoughts and in all your decisions. He wants your whole person to be on the altar for Him and His Son. God wants your being, every part of it. God wants your individuality, every part of it. God wants all of your person. And God wants your soul. My God, my Son, He says, I'm your God. Give me your heart. There is a cry in heaven tonight from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's for the hearts of the people. It is your duty to give God His rightful place. God made man for God Himself. Satan came and stole from man his freedom. By surrendering to Christ, your freedom can be restored and set free completely from the devil's domination. Are you going to remain chained, tied, fettered, and imprisoned through your own folly? Or are you going to be free indeed, for whom the Son makes free? They are free indeed. In the last book of the Old Testament, the book of Malachi, the question is asked by the prophet, will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? In the last book of the Bible, the book of the Revelation, the Lord Jesus says Himself, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. Until we are ready to open the door, Christ still stands, a visitor not welcomed, a caller who meets a door that's locked, and not a door that's opened. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. How long has He stood outside your heart's door? How many times has He raised His marred hand that was nailed to the cross to knock on your door? How many times have you heard Him say from the outside your door, open, open, open unto me. And what have you done? You've hardened your heart. You've seen that the bars are in. And the lock is closed over. Why? The great prophet Jeremiah told us why. In the 17th chapter of his book, verses 9 to 11, he said, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sitteth on eggs and hatcheth them not, so he that getteth riches and not by right shall leave them in the midst of the days, and his end shall be as a fool. His end shall be as a fool. What a fool you are to keep the blessed son on the doorstep. What a fool you are to insult the one who shed his life's blood for your salvation. What a fool you are to choose the road to hell instead of the road to heaven. I am glad that Christ is able to give me a new heart and a right spirit and the joy of God's salvation. Do you remember when Christ held his conversation with Nicodemus? What did he say? He said it was by the power of the Spirit of God that God caused his people to be born again. In the epistle to James we read, of his own will begat he thus. He begat us with the word of truth. It is only the truth of God's precious, inspired and revealed world that can change your heart and change your mind and change your soul. That old heart that has kept the door closed for many years against the Son of God. That old hand that has stuck itself into its pocket and sworn it'll never open the door to Jesus. Those two, a lost soul and a lost heart, will bring you, my friend, to eternal hell. There's one thing you must have if you're going to be saved, and that is a new birth. Ye must be born again. I verily, verily say unto you, ye must be born again. Your old heart that has dictated to you to keep the door slammed and the locks in. That old heart is degenerate. It is depraved. It is deceitful. It's appointed to be damned because of its sin. Only by a new birth can you receive a new heart which will be humble, gentle, kind, obedient, holy, and good. Listen to the word of God as the Spirit of God describes the works of the flesh which dominate your living and your lifestyle. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, and heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, and revelings, and such like, which I told you before, and I tell you as I told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't try to spiritually comb your hair. Don't try spiritually to dress up and think you'll bluff the Almighty God who made you. God sees your heart. He knows your thought. He knows your rejection of His Son. He knows the boldness and blasphemy that you have treated His Son with as He has stood at the door and knocked. But if that describes the ungodly man, what describes the man that has opened the door? Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 to 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its affections and lusts. Oh, change the ways of the flesh, the ways of sin, the dark path that will take you to hell. Turn from them tonight. Turn ye! Oh, turn ye! For why will you die? Turn to Christ. His blood can cleanse you. His grace can save you. His word can give you hope. And His cross can bring you salvation. If you live in the Spirit, you can walk in the Spirit. There's a great birth between the two births. The natural birth of a man into Adam's race in sin. And the supernatural grace, the man born again into God's family and kingdom. A clergyman one day was walking near to a running brook. And he observed a woman doing some washing in the stream. This was done by putting the dirty clothes into a sieve or strainer and then dipping the wool into the water repeatedly until the whole became white and clean as clean could be. The clergyman entered into a conversation with that woman, and from some expression she used while she was speaking, he asked her if she knew him. Oh, yes, sir, and I hope I shall have reason to bless God through eternity that I heard you preach some years ago. Your sermon was the means of bringing a change to my heart. The clergyman said, I rejoice to hear it. What was the subject? Oh, she said, it was just an example of what I'm doing here. You talked about cleansing. You talked about washing. You taught to me about every sin that I had committed, but it could be cleansed away. I could be made whiter than the snow if I would only entreat my Savior to wash me in His blood and cleanse me from all sin. And, sir, that day I was washed in the blood of the Lamb. He made me clean. He gave me a clean heart, a right spirit, and the joy of God's salvation. My friend, there is a place where night can be turned to day. Burdens are lifted. Blind eyes made to see. There's a wonder-working power in the blood of Calvary. It was Charles Wesley who wrote the words, "Oh, for a heart to praise my God, a heart from sin set free, a heart that always feels thy blood, so freely shed for me. A heart resigned, submissive, meek. My great Redeemer's throne, where only Christ has heard to speak, where Jesus reigns alone. A humble, lowly, contrite heart, believing, true, and clean, which neither life nor death can part from Him that dwells within. A heart in every thought renewed and full of love divine, perfect and right and pure and good, a copy, Lord, of Thine. Thy nature, gracious Lord, impart. Come quickly from above. Write Thy new name upon my heart, Thy new blessed name of love." My friend, from the high throne of God's heaven, Christ speaks to you tonight, and He says, "My son, my daughter, give me your heart. It was for your heart that I left the Father's house. It was for your heart that I took upon me human flesh. It was for your heart that I hung upon the cross of shame and shed my blood for your redemption. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us the way. Here in our midst, He's standing today, tenderly saying, remember him that cometh unto him will have everlasting life. Sinner, heed the warning voice. Make the Lord your final choice. Then all heaven will rejoice. Be in time. Don't miss it. For if you're not in time, you'll be lost in hell's judgment fires forevermore. And they'll be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth." Amen. Let's bow our heads. O God, our Father, bless the preaching of thy holy word tonight. And grant that men and women and boys and girls will swing their heart's door widely open and ask thee to enter while you may. Don't let these people go out of this gospel preaching place lost and doomed and damned. Turn them by your grace and power. Wash them in thy blood. Impart to them a new life and a new nature, and give them joy unspeakable and full of glory. We thank thee for the night in our own life when we came to Jesus and trusted him, and he took us from a fearful pit and from the miry clay. And on my rock he set my feet, establishing my way. May there be many souls tonight established in the way to heaven for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen.